This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. If you're listening to us in a newer car, chances are it's got GPS. That's useful, but it also might be collecting data on you. A Ford exec recently whipped up controversy when he said the car maker knows when drivers of its cars break traffic laws. Ford's CEO later said that Ford does not track cars and won't. He also called for better privacy laws as cars add new location-based technology. Ryan Kahlo is here to talk about what our cars may know about us. He's a law professor at the University of Washington who looks at tech privacy issues. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
So we have Ford's CEO calling for new privacy laws, lawmakers making noise about this. What are the emerging privacy issues that we should be thinking about when it comes to new car technology?
Well, to some extent, it's second verse, same as the first. It's just the data is really moving into the car, and the car is becoming a kind of platform like your phone. And with that, of course, comes all the intended concerns about who knows what you're doing and where you are and what you're looking at.
And talk about how some of those issues can play out when we're talking about driving in your car.
Well, I mean, I think the main difference here is that consumers don't have a sense of how much information they're shedding when they're in their car. And if you have, say, GPS, somebody knows where you are at all times. And maybe that's you. Maybe it's someone who's going to be sending a car to come rescue you if you break down. But maybe it's the government. Maybe it's an advertiser.
If someone is buying a car and not only wanting to buy the right car, but also wanting to think about how this will impact their privacy, what advice would you have for them?
I think the main thing I would do is not try to read a privacy policy necessarily, but I would ask questions about privacy when you go to buy one of these things, right? I would put some market pressure on companies by saying, yeah, I want to buy this vehicle, but I want to understand, you know, what steps have been taken to preserve my privacy, and really try to put pressure on that. And then, look, maybe decide to buy another car if you get the sense that it's better.
So, Ryan, you're in the Seattle area. Do you own a car or do you get by on public transit?
Little of both. I do own a car, and I like my car, you know, and I like my GPS. But you know, I don't have a terribly advanced car. I'm sure that when we buy our next car, we'll have to really be, you know, not only kicking the real tires, but the sort of proverbial data tires as well.
So, how do you, as someone who maybe wants to take advantage of good maps and good directions, but also at the same time being someone who cares about privacy, how would you go forward when you're buying that next car and thinking about these technologies?
I want to get the sense that the car maker is going to really fight back against, say, a government subpoena or NSA surveillance and take steps like encryption. You know, I buy a car, I pay a lot of money for it. It should be working for me and not for somebody else.
Okay, Ryan Kahlo, drive safely and good luck on shopping for that new car when the time comes.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.